when it was first being promoted, when it was first being promoted, Claude 3.5 Haiku was supposed to be priced similarly to Claude 3 Haiku, its predecessor. And the selling point of the model was basically, along with its performance at its scale, its affordability as well. But a recent announcement from Anthropic stated that they will be significantly increasing the price. So significantly, in fact, that some users are kind of viewing it as almost a slap in the face. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, we got a little baby navigator trying to fall asleep, so I'm going to talk a little more quietly again this episode. As always, I appreciate you bearing with me and crank up the volume a little bit if you need to. But as always, we are back again with big news in the AI world, and this time we're talking about a new and improved model from Claude 3.5 Haiku, which is basically the next generation of their fastest model, as they put it in their post. Of course, that means we as marketers, in particular marketers who are trying to utilize AI to our advantage, have a new tool in our toolbox that we have to start experimenting with and testing out. And the new kid on the block is already stirring up a lot of discussion and controversy in the AI community. One, because of its impressive capabilities, at least for a model of its size and resource requirements. But two, and more interestingly, for the pricing decisions that Anthropic have made with the model here initially. So let's get into it. First, let's talk about the capabilities of the model. It is definitely a leap forward in model capability, but again, with an emphasis on the speed and size and resource demand of the model. It's, like I said, it's not going to blow away some of the state-of-the-art competitors on all the benchmarks as far as flagship models go. But when it comes to capability in smaller, more agile models, that's where Haiku 3.5 Haiku is impressive. For instance, Anthropic has been able to match the performance of Claude 3 Opus, their largest model, while maintaining far faster processing speeds. And there are a certain few areas where Anthropic is touting the Claude 3.5 Haiku model as particularly useful given its capabilities, especially compared to some of the competing models of a similar size, the smaller, more agile models. On one particularly difficult coding benchmark, the SWE benchmark, which I believe we've covered in our benchmark and evaluation episode, Haiku scored 40.6, which is only slightly behind their most capable model, the upgraded 3.5 Sonnet, which is at 49%. However, there are some other use cases that Anthropic discusses specifically in their post linked in the show notes, as always. We mentioned the coding, but code completion and code assistance is a big one. Interactive chatbots, which is one that can definitely apply to any marketers out there who are trying to implement this new model into their chatbots. This is being billed as kind of a more efficient model. However, as we will again talk about in a second, it's not necessarily going to be the most affordable option anymore. Right here. However, and this is where things have gotten a bit dramatic in the AI community, especially the AI developer community, when it was first being promoted, Claude 3.5 Haiku was supposed to be priced similarly to Claude 3 Haiku, its predecessor. And the selling point of the model was basically, along with its performance at its scale, its affordability as well. But a recent announcement from Anthropic stated that they will be significantly increasing the price. So significantly, in fact, that some users are kind of viewing it as almost a slap in the face. And claiming that this is kind of Anthropic finding an excuse to price gouge, saying, you know, oh, wow, it's so intelligent. We've managed to increase the intelligence so much that we just have to increase the price as well, I guess. And it did not go over very well in the developer community. And just to give you an idea of how significant the price increase was, for input tokens per 1 million, the price was initially 25 cents. It's now gone all the way up to $1. And for output tokens per 1 million, it's now up from 125 to $5. So a 4x increase from the previous model's pricing. And Anthropic is basically justifying this by saying, again, this new model's capabilities and intelligence have been so unexpectedly good that they need to increase the price. But despite Anthropic's claim that, you know, the model is super impressive and capable, it does currently have some pretty impactful limitations. For one, and probably the biggest, most notable limitation right now, is that it's a text-only model. It's not an image model. It does not have, quote-unquote, vision. We just did our episode on AI vision capabilities yesterday, and this new, very expensive version of Haiku does not currently have that capability. Although Anthropic says that it will be added in the future, who knows when and how long we'll have to wait, but That is coming, apparently. But competitively and from a marketing standpoint, it is definitely an interesting move, the pricing change. It has significantly changed kind of their market position as far as pricing goes and the pricing structure, basically putting at least Claude 3.5 Haiku as one of the more expensive options right now. In fact, 7 times more expensive than ChatGPT 4.0 Mini, the most capable lightweight model from OpenAI. And so how are you going to justify that level of price increase when the performance over 4.0 Mini definitely isn't 7 times greater? You really have to wonder if Anthropic is going to be able to get away with charging that level when they have OpenAI and Google to compete with on price. Although, to their credit, Anthropic also has some pretty interesting API features that allow you to improve performance and cut down on costs. They have prompt caching and message batching within their API, but you shouldn't have to make your users basically hack the system to save money, I don't think. So we will see how the pricing decision shakes out for Anthropic, and specifically for Claude 3.5 Haiku. As usual, there's never a boring day in AI, and regardless of what you think of the price, Claude 3.5 Haiku is most definitely a step forward in lightweight AI model capability. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button so you get notified each day when the episode drops. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward.